Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's Social Experiences Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. To start the episode off, let's thank our sponsor, White Orchid Cosmetics. So White Orchid Cosmetics is available locally. They sell products like lip glosses and lashes. The lip gloss is vegan, it's moisturizing, it's long-lasting, the exact qualities you're looking for in a good lip gloss. They come in multiple shades and complement multiple skin tones. Check out their Instagram so you can see the colors that they have available. And their Instagram is at whiteorchid.cosmetics. You can find them there. And if you want to order some glosses or some lashes, you can do it using DM. So it's really easy for you. And there's discounts if you do multiple orders. Keep an eye out for White Orchid Cosmetics as they are going to be active doing some events in the fall. I'm excited to know what that means. I love to see makeup artists at work. It's always so fascinating, the transformation, the before and after. It's like one of my favorite things to look at on the internet. All right, let's start this episode off by talking about where we're at in terms of Alberta's stages. Right now, we are in stage one, which means that we've had restaurants reopen, but only the patios, which has been lovely, especially considering the weather this last week was really beautiful, having like 33 degree days. That was amazing. I would like to see more really hot days. I know some people would disagree with me, but I kind of enjoyed the heat wave there. But this weekend was not as nice, unfortunately. So I know some restaurants actually closed completely because they felt like if it's raining out and hailing that no one's going to come. So they were just doing takeout only. So I know it is still a tough atmosphere for restaurants. Hopefully going forward, they will be able to open fully. I don't know when that's going to happen exactly according to our plan. I think the province is getting really close to that marker that we have to be at with like the 70% and the below 500 hospitalizations or whatever it is. I'm not sure when we'll be allowed to have that second stage of opening, but here's hoping that it all pans out according to plan. That's the ideal scenario. But interesting in terms of the event landscape, I haven't seen a super big uptake in terms of just tons of events being put on Eventbrite or ShowPass still. Like even I mentioned this last week where there wasn't a whole bunch of things coming up and I thought maybe that would change, but it hasn't. I think everyone is just being on the cautious side and doesn't want to jump the gun at all. Even for Stampede events, which, you know, we were kind of told that Stampede's for sure go and Alberta's fully open for July, but I'm not seeing any events for Stampede lined up, like zero events. You can go on Eventbrite right now and you won't see any. So really interesting to see that hasn't happened yet. I don't know. So I don't have a ton of events for you guys this week, but I do have a few. I will give you some interesting updates. One thing that I wanted to remind you about is Contemporary Calgary is doing their online auction. This is the one that I was kind of debating about telling you about last week because I was so excited about it personally because they have really cool things that they are auctioning off. Like they have lots of local art, they have craft beer for a year. They have 6 months of cheese subscription. There's a wine and dine dinner at the Petroleum Club. You can get flowers for a year. So these all sound really amazing. If you want to get in on this online auction event, it actually opened today. It's Sunday, June 6th. So you can go on their website and you can bid. So I have to get on there myself and see where those bids are at so I can hopefully win craft beer for a year because that would be a dream. So yeah, just go to contemporarycalgary.com if you want to get in on that. Another update, that Van Gogh event, that was the one that was supposed to be a go for June and now it's been moved to the end of July, but it is still happening and I will be giving away tickets on my YYC Sociables account, so stay tuned for those. Really excited because those tickets are worth like 55 bucks each, so it'll be a really good prize, a couple of tickets to that. Another thing that's back, do you remember those like restaurant dome things, the clear ones that were, they're around last year, and it's a restaurant experience, but it's in a dome, so it's outside, and they have different themes. They did like an Alice in Wonderland theme, and they had a couple different ones, so they're back. And the newest theme is royalty, so I guess it's a very fancy experience. So it's on from June 10th to July 4th. It's $115 a person. I feel like that's a little pricey, especially because the minimum spend is $380. So, you know, you can't just go there with a couple people. Well, if you do, you have to buy a bunch of drinks, I guess, to hit that $380 mark. So yeah, if you're interested in eating in these domes, it's called Foodies in the Park. Go to their website to book them. You have to book in advance. It's very important that you reserve because they only have so many spots, and the meal is all like a prepared menu in advance. You have to pick your food ahead of time. It does look really cool. Like, I'd love to check it out at some point. Like, it's just a little bit expensive for me personally, but it looks like a fun experience. In other news, Telespark is opening June 18th, which is awesome. I actually didn't even know they were undergoing a huge reno, or maybe I knew that and I just forgot. But I was snooping on their website and seeing what was up. And did you know that Telespark did a $5.8 million reno? That's insane, because I feel like they didn't even open. Like, Telespark isn't that old. Like, is it 10 years old, maybe 8 years old? Like, I can't, like, I remember when it opened, it didn't feel like it was that long ago. So now the fact they're already doing a big reno, that's crazy. And it's awesome. I want to see what it looks like in there. Apparently part of this reno, they got like a big digital room that you can explore. Like, you walk around, it's a whole visual experience. I'm excited to see that. And they're also bragging about their astronaut ice cream. I don't know what astronaut ice cream is. Hopefully it tastes good. But it says that there is, for each planet, there's like a flavor that goes with it. So you can, you know, get the Pluto, get the Jupiter ice cream, whatever. But I'm excited for Telespark to open. So that's June 18th. And along with that, Big Art Drive-In is opening too. So that's Telespark's drive-in movie theater. And you can see all of the movies that they have coming up on their website and decide if that's something you want to check out. There's so many of these drive-in movies that are reopening. The other one that's reopening is the Motor Nights Drive-In. So they're doing 9 movies in June, and they have the food trucks up there, which is pretty cool. And you can see the movies for that at motornights.com. So another drive-in movie option. And if you're trying to figure out which one to go to or weigh your options, you can always check out my website, because I've put all of the movies at these various places, including the Grey Eagle Drive-In, on my website. So you can, you know, you don't have to check 3 different websites or 4 or 5 websites. You can just check my website, because it's conveniently curated for you. Other cool news, there is this Instagram account called The Dark Arts that I've been chatting with, because it seems really cool. It's, the concept is like art meets cocktail bar, and it's a 3-month pop-up. There, we don't have the opening date just yet. It's coming soon. And the whole concept is, it's a short-term art gallery, and it's showcasing lots of local art of different varieties, but it's set in a lounge atmosphere. It's not just a bar, it's not just art, it's a cool pop-up that combines the two. It just sounds like an amazing concept. Unfortunately, their website isn't quite up yet, but you can find them on Instagram. It's at The Dark Arts YYC. So I'm expecting lots from them coming up very soon. Really excited to see that one. Oh, and I forgot to mention one of the best parts, it's at the Grand Theater, which I love that venue. I think that's perfect for this concept and makes me even more excited to go. Now, in terms of restaurant news, I don't have anything too newsworthy, except I want to apologize for when I was talking about Kensington last week. I feel like I had all of my details all mixed up. So just ignore everything I said last week in that little segment where I was talking about Kensington, because it was, and I admitted I was confused at the time, but I was basically giving you the wrong information. The problem is there's like a lot of overlap between this new set of like dive bars that I did not realize was a chain, because it's very confusingly branded. good. It's not consistent. Anyway, the whole thing is very confusing, but I'm going to give you a more clear update right now. As part of this chain of dive bars, there is Chemical Steve's, which is on 17th. It's a dive bar. They serve like $5 drinks, or I don't know if it's like $8. That's another confusing part of this. So they all serve $5, $6, or $8 items, menu items, but then they'll also give them a discount. So normally they're, you know, an $8 bar, but then they're a $6 bar. Holy confusingness. Anyway, Chemical Steve's is on 17th Ave. That is kind of the original location of these dive bars. Then there's Scuba J's, which used to be Midtown and is in Kensington. So I don't know if you remember Midtown. It was a nice pub in the middle of Kensington, and that is now Scuba J's, which is a dive bar that serves like, I don't know, $6, $8 menu or something like that. There's also a third location, sister location, whatever you want to call it, that's called Top Notch. And that used to be Oak Tree Tavern. It's the upstairs. And so again, this is another dive bar concept where there's $5 menu of everything. And they have another location that they're opening in Mission. So I think I got this wrong. This is where it all went astray last week. It's called College Bar and it's in Mission. It's not in Kensington. And I think I said something about like the Italian restaurant closing down, and that was not right at all. That was that Italian restaurant is still there in Kensington. Pretend I never said that. That was just me trying to interpret pictures that were on Instagram. Yeah, so that is basically a string of dive bars. I don't know if that makes them super attractive to go to. At least they're cheap. It kind of makes you wonder about quality, I guess, when every item on the menu is $5. But it's kind of similar concept to some other dive bars that are on 17th and Stephen Avenue. So that's kind of the restaurant trend right now, to be super budget. Other kind of within the realm of restaurant news, let's talk about ice cream places. So I did a post this week on YYC Sociables about mixing up your ice cream routine, because I feel like, and I'm guilty of this too, you guys, I always go to Village Ice Cream and Made by Marcus, partially because I live really close to Village Ice Cream and I really love Made by Marcus, so I tend to go to those two very often. But I think that it's worthwhile mixing up your ice cream routine, because there are a host of other local ice cream places in town, and why wouldn't we be taking advantage of those as well, especially when the weather's hot, it's summertime, and that's the only thing we can really do right now is go for ice cream. The first one I will tell you about is Canelo's, and they do ice cream tacos and nachos, which sounds really fun. So basically it's just like a different version of a waffle cone, right? Because you can get it in, you know, the taco shape, or you can get nachos and just like ice cream on top of these like waffle base. So that sounds really good. Another one is, oh, I don't know if I can say this one very well, Uzu Teyaki, and that is downtown in Chinatown. I've been there before. They have these fish cones. That sounds weird. They're not fish flavored. They're fish shaped, but they're more like a standard kind of cone that you would expect. But the shape is cool, and the flavors are Asian inspired. They have like a raspberry miso butterscotch. They have salted vanilla bean. They have a whole host of flavors. I won't read them all. They're really good and they're unique. So definitely check them out. The third one I mentioned on Instagram was La Dipperie, and these are dipped cones, so you can dip them in like chocolate or candy, and of course they have like a million different kinds of candy you can dip them in. I haven't been to that one yet. I should definitely make it there. The fourth one, I haven't been to this one either. I haven't been to a lot of these, so this was for really for me personally to encourage me to get out and eat more different ice cream. It's called XO Ice Cream and Waffles, and these waffles look so good. Like, if you go on their Instagram, they're like smothered in ice cream and other different toppings. They're smothered in Nutella. Just looks so good. Ice cream and waffles, I love that concept. I need to go there. And the last one that I think you should check out is Milk Ice Cream. I haven't been there either, so I can't say that much about it, but I've heard really good things, and they have lots of interesting flavors. I love it when an ice cream place is experimental and always doing new things, new flavor combinations. I hope this list inspired you. That's five ice cream places that I don't know if you've been to all five. If you've been to all five, then I'll be really impressed with you. But hopefully you found a new source of inspiration in there. You can get some ice cream. All right, now the section where we talk about me and what I did over the last week. So I went to 118 Empire on Tuesday. That was the day that everything opened. Well, I shouldn't say everything. That was the day the patios opened, and it did feel like a whole new refreshed city, that's for sure. I went to Stephen Avenue and it was so busy. There was tons of people there. Like, all the patios were packed. I shouldn't say packed because they were full, but like, they looked pretty distant. It was very safe. The tables were spaced, so that was good. If you haven't been to 118 Empire before, it's got a really beautiful view. I feel like that's the main reason to go. Also, they have really amazing cocktails, and they're known for their old fashions are really good because they make them by hand right in front of you. They like smoke the glass, and it's like a whole thing. Oh, I also had their food, which I thought was like, I hope they're not listening right now, because it wasn't really like the best food ever. It was okay. Like, it wasn't bad, but like, I probably wouldn't order it again. I think I had like a hamburger, and we shared some like a duck fat potatoes or something, which sounded really good. And it was good, but it wasn't great. Like, I probably, like I said before, I think 118 Empire really stands out for its drinks and for its views. I definitely recommend it for that. And that was fun. It was really just nice to get out of the house and, you know, feel like I'm part of the world again after being in lockdown for so long. It was such a nice change. What else do I have going on this week? So I'm making a Father's Day gift guide. I've never made a product gift guide before. What I'm doing is looking for local products to put together in a list to recommend to people that they can check out if they're looking for gifts for their dads for Father's Day, which is coming up. I've done gift guides before, but they've all been for experiences, because you guys know I like events and recommending doing fun stuff. It's been more for tickets for Yak Yaks and, you know, I don't know what I've had in my different experiences list before, but so this is my first product gift guide. So if you know any products from a local vendor that I can recommend, definitely let me know, because I will add that in there. I've got like a decent kind of, I've probably got like 8 or 10 products right now, but I'm sure I can expand on that. Like, if I had like 20 products, that'd be awesome, because then you guys would have so many options of local gifts to buy your dad. In terms of what I have coming up this week, I actually have a couple days off of my day job, which is nice. It's not really a vacation though, because I'm going to be spending it all making content, because I'm trying to prepare stuff in advance a little bit, especially because you guys know how I used to have help and then Jeff's no longer helping me. So I'm taking time off of my day job so I can specifically work on creating content in advance, and I don't feel like I'm behind in terms of my posting, because I want to be making like multiple good posts per week for you guys, like lists that are valuable, things that are fun, ideas and inspiration for new things to do, and that takes time to put together. So yeah, I'm dedicating 2 days that I took off from my day job just to prepare posts. So I hope that those result in some good creative work being done and that you guys get something out of that. I also have a wedding coming up this week. I kind of mentioned this because it's weird. It is a virtual wedding, and I haven't experienced a virtual wedding before. I don't know if any of you have done this yet. Do I dress up? I'm just like, I don't have a role or anything. I just have to log in at a certain time and I guess watch the ceremony. But is there like a cocktail hour? Do I interact with other guests? Or do I like get a talk to the bride and groom? Or is this merely like, I'm just watching? I don't know. I don't know how it goes down. So I have a virtual wedding coming up this week that I'm attending, and I will have to circle back next week and let you guys know what the experience was like. Maybe it'll be fun and like a whole get together experience, or maybe it's just like I'm watching a show. I don't know. We'll find out. I want to do a podcast update, because I forgot to tell you guys that I recorded a guest episode with my boyfriend. So that did happen. It took a lot of work, actually. So it was about a 45-minute episode, but it took about 4 hours of editing to get it out. That was a lot more editing than I had thought it was going to be. So that was a little bit of a lesson learned. And also I was doing a sound test and I wasn't super happy with the sound. I'm kind of disappointed with it. I need to do more work on that before I have guests on the podcast, because I know like this week I had a couple of people ask to be guests and I'm just not comfortable having people on until I have that sound right. Like I feel like that's so important, because if it's just an annoying sound, you guys aren't going to listen to the whole episode. You're going to peace out midway through, and that's not fair to any guests. But maybe I was thinking there could be an alternative where I could just give them a little segment. So maybe they talk for like 10 or 15 minutes and then I just add that on as like a tail end of a podcast, or maybe like kind of a mini episode. Like it doesn't have to be a 45 minute interview style. It's giving me inspiration to try different things with the podcast. If it doesn't make sense to do a 45 minute episode that takes me 4 hours to edit, then maybe I gotta think of alternatives that make sense, because I know you guys are hungry for guests and I know guests are hungry to be on the podcast. So we are getting closer every week. Finally, let's talk about the contest I have running. I still have the contest on for Baby Boons, and that is that luxury gift basket worth $140. That is on YYC Sociable, so make sure you enter that one. There's a candle, toner, lip balm, bath bomb, soap, etc. It's all about like relaxation and it's all really high quality products. Make sure you check that one out. And I have a contest going on with White Orchid Cosmetics, which, as you noticed from the beginning of the episode, was the sponsor. They're giving away $178 worth of cosmetics. So that is some lashes and some lip glosses in some really nice shades. So make sure you enter that one. Also, I have one on Sarah Sociables. This is for Mariachi hair. You can get a blowout, which I think is really nice, because to me, I never go just get my hair done. Like it's always, oh, I'm here for like a cut and color. I don't really go just for kind of self-care reasons, just to look good, feel good. So make sure you enter that one and you will get to treat yourself a little bit if you're the winner. All right, so that is everything for this episode, and just want to remind you guys to leave a review if you haven't already. I would really appreciate that. That makes a big difference to me. If you have any questions or suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you are here and interested in the same things I'm excited about. That means the world to me. If you want to advertise with me on this podcast or in any other capacity, send an email to info@yycsociables.com. Alrighty, bye for now. I will see you next week.